Demand for workers across all sectors has been through the roof during the pandemic, with the hospitality industry still facing staff shortages. Adelaide chef Rowan Gaskin-Charles says workers as well as employers have been feeling the heat over the past years and has penned a report for the Don Dunstan Foundation on ways to address this. He speaks to Wire reporter Cassie Taylor about his findings.
So as an active member of the South Australian hospitality community, I've certainly noticed the effects of the skills shortage. And some of those effects can be seen in reduced opening hours due to lack of employees to do the job, fatigued employees, so a lot of cases of overworked employees. And so I did a bit of a deep dive into various reports that have been done, in particular one by BDO, Understanding the Economic Opportunity of Demand-Driven Migration for South Australia. And some of the findings of that report was really interesting. And they found that by filling 100 vacancies in the southeast, sort of down Mount Gambier, Narra Court way, through demand-driven migration, that would create 162 full-time jobs, approximately, and add 20.2 million into the gross state product through flow-on effects into the wider community.
Is that million dollars?
Yeah. And so like a micro example of this cash splash into the local economy, I'm going to use a small example through a colleague of mine who I work with at Hey Jupiter. She's from Colombia, and she asked me if I was going to go to the Royal Adelaide Show. And I said, no, it's not something that I really do. She went twice. And so there's an example, a very sort of micro example of migrants coming to Australia and really pumping money into the local economy. I remember a few years ago when I was, you know, working as a casual cook or chef, not ever being able to find enough work and always having to really try and push my employers to give me more shifts, although they obviously, those shifts were going to the full-time employees for obvious reasons. Now as a casual cook, there's more work than I can poke a stick at.
Yeah, and do you think that's sustainable?
No, it's not. So more needs to be done to clean up the industry, but also to incentivize the existing workforce to stay, because there is a massive brain drain away from hospitality. And so what I was looking at in my report is more carrots and less sticks for hospo workers. So considering that 79% of hospo workers are on casual contracts in Australia, so a casualized workforce means that many hospo workers are having to work multiple jobs to survive. And that one of the recommendations that I suggested was that hospo workers and casual employees more generally should be able to claim the tax three threshold from multiple employers to free up more money in the meantime, in the short term, and reduce the tax burden on lower income earners.
Sure. And so with that in mind and considering your work with the Don Dunstan Foundation, what are the next steps from here? What will your report go into, or is there any further work in being planned to keep looking into this, or any tangible action coming from the report?
Not as yet. Obviously, tax reform is always a very sticky subject and hard to enact. But also the other thing I wanted to mention here was that for many Australians, hospitality is a way, a means of supporting themselves as they go through tertiary education. And one of the real sticks that I've identified for hospitality workers is for people who are on student allowance and the working credit system, which is quite punitive, which once you've used up all of your working credits, you can basically earn $452 a fortnight before your payment starts becoming impacted quite significantly. And so it equates to about one shift a week. So I think that would be a really pragmatic and quite a simple way to incentivize more people to come to the hospitality industry who are in tertiary education, would be either to abolish the working credit system or, if not abolish, to significantly increase.
Rowan says policymakers need to tackle issues like health and education immediately so people are supported to enter the workforce.
The skills shortage facing the South Australian hospitality industry requires a swift and cohesive response by policymakers to ensure the continuing growth and success of the industry. What's the point of flooding the workforce with a large quantity of migrants if there's nowhere for them to live? So a national housing policy is essential for a growing population. Investment in health and education and existing infrastructure is also essential.
Despite the pressures, Rowan says the joy of plating up food will keep him in kitchens for a while.
just a shout out to my fellow colleagues in the hospitality industry, in particular, Hey Jupiter, and happy birthday to my bosses, Angie and Valentina. The adrenaline of service and the passion that comes with plating up a dish is quite addictive. And I think, well, even though I intend to move into different avenues of employment, I really do think that I'll be in kitchens for the most of my life.
Adelaide chef Rowan Gaskin-Charles speaking with The Wire's Cassie Taylor about a report he has penned for the Don Dunstan Foundation addressing the worker shortage facing the South Australian hospitality industry.